really two broad categories. One we call ischemic, which means lack of blood flow, or sometimes people call it embolic. The other type is a hemorrhage or bleed, and that's where there's actually bleeding inside the brain. The signs and symptoms pretty much are the same, except with a bleed, there's also headache, which can be very severe.
And there's an acronym to help people know when a stroke is occurring and it's time to act. The acronym is FAST. What does that stand for?
F stands for face. In other words, there's a facial droop. If somebody is acting funny, you ask them to smile. And if the side of one of the corners of the mouth doesn't go up, then that's called a droop, and that's a problem. The A is for arms. Ask them to hold their arms out. And if the arms drift, they can't hold it still, that's a sign of weakness on one side. The S is for speech. Are they having speech problems? Are they slurring their words? Is the speech strange? Are they searching for words? Or are the words coming out all strange and weird? The other one is time. Time is of the essence. When these things start occurring, it's time to call 911 to get the patient to the hospital as soon as possible. Because if they're having a stroke, there can be something called TPA, which is a clot-dissolving medication, but that has to be given best within the first 2 hours. It could be stretched to 3 hours, but the longer you go, the higher the risks of using the medication. So that's why time is of the essence.
Who's at risk of a stroke? It's always surprising to hear about a young person having an episode, but it happens frequently, more frequently than we think.
Everybody is at a certain risk. The baseline risk that even a young, healthy person has may be almost 1% per year. As we get older, our stroke risk increases because of the body is degenerating, so to speak.
Is there a genetic component to a person's risk factor, and what can they do to prevent a stroke?
There's always a genetic risk component. Your genes, your chromosomes that you get when you're conceived, we can't do a whole lot with, but that defines your metabolism, and how we interact with our metabolism can have a profound effect. In other words, if you have diabetes, you have to control that. Your blood pressure, you have to take the proper medications. Cholesterol or lipid control, you have to take the proper medication to keep those in check. And then we come down to the one thing that is under somebody's complete control, and that's smoking or nicotine use. And that is what drives the formation of atherosclerosis, which is really the biggest problem with ischemic stroke.
What do you want people to take away from your talk tomorrow night?
That the symptoms of strokes do need attention. Some people will try to poo-poo it, and it's usually the patient tries to deny what's going on. It's the people around, especially the family, that can notice something's different, something's wrong. And it's up to those people to insist that they go to seek medical help.
You can find out how to get more information on the Wellness by the Book speaker series at Joseph Beth Booksellers and how to get in touch with St. Elizabeth Healthcare on our website at wnku.org under local news. Dr. Kevin Martin, thank you for your insight this morning.
You're welcome.